ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। को वर्तते सललना मज्जन्तं व्यसनान्विते। या माम् उद्धरति प्रज्ञाम् दीपयन्ति पदे पदे। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। काइंडली लेट मी नो द whereabouts ऑफ दैट ब्यूटिफुल ओमेन who always saves me when I am drowning in the ocean of danger. By giving me good intelligence at every step, she always saves me. Purport. There is no difference between a good wife and good intelligence. One who possesses good intelligence can deliberate properly and save himself from many dangerous conditions. In material existence, there is danger at every step. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 58, it is said, Padam padam yad vipadam nati esam. This material world is not actually a place of residence for an intelligent person or a devotee, because here there is danger at every step. Vaikuntha is the real home for the devotee, for there is no anxiety and no danger. Good intelligence means becoming Krishna conscious. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna ye bhaje se bada chatur. Unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot be called an intelligent person. Herein we see that King Puranjana was searching after his good wife, who always helped him out of the dangerous situations that always occur in material existence. As already explained, a real wife is Dharma Patni, that is, a woman accepted in marriage by ritualistic ceremony is called Dharma Patni, which signifies that she is accepted in terms of religious principle. Children born of Dharma Patni are a woman married according to the religious principles, inherit the property of the father. But children born of women who is not properly married do not inherit the father's property. The word Dharma Patni also refers to a chaste wife. A chaste wife is one who never had any connection with men before her marriage. Once a woman is given the freedom to mingle with all kinds of men in her youth, it is very difficult for her to keep chaste. She generally cannot remain chaste when butter is brought into proximity of fire. It melts. The woman is like fire and man is like butter. But if one gets chaste wife, accepts through a religious marriage ritual, she can be of great help when one is threatened by many dangerous situations of life. Actually, such a wife can become the source of all good intelligence. With such a good wife, the family entanglement and family's engagement in the devotional service of the Lord actually makes a home grihastha ashram or household dedicated to spiritual cultivation. So in this particular verse, King Puranjana, who is representing a conditioned soul, is inquiring from the maid servants of the queen whereabout that beautiful queen is staying. Where is she? In conditioned stage, a human being generally influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance. And mood of passion, kama esa, krodha esa, rajaguna, samudbhava. Due to the influence of mood of passion, one become agitated for sense gratification, specifically lust and anger, and gradually it also develops to greediness, or it become greedy also for sense gratification or material acquisitions. So Puranjana, being influenced by Rajaguna, the mood of passion, though he has a chaste wife in his home, but still he is having an enjoying motive. He just left his wife in his home and he was searching after some other illicit connections. That is in previous part, what Prabhupada is writing, that this man in this age of Kali, or his condition stage, he has these four defects, and or this he is also influenced by illicit sex desires. So Puranjana is influenced by this mode of passion. He just left his home for hunting. Hunting is both woman hunting and also animal hunting. He is first, he has not a condition soul and passionate stage, cannot be satisfied with one wife in home, and he always searches for another woman. And then gradually he also become nature become cruel. He also killed some other living entities. But the ultimately he gets frustrated, because the sole purpose or whole purpose of living entity to get happiness. How to acquire happiness, that is his purpose. But he was thinking, if I am provided with these things for my sense gratification, enough wealth and women and followers, then I become happy. But it is not the fact. As Prabhupada is writing in purport, this material world is not actually a place of residence for an intelligent person or a devotee, because here there is dangers in every step. Padam padam yat vipadam hi tesam. So in condition stage, a living entity could not understand this thing. He think, I can become happy by simply getting the things which are for my sense gratification. Specifically, two things attract a conditioned soul, money and women. That is Prabhupada told in one, I had one of the cassettes, Prabhupada is telling, this is just like Dilli ka laddu, this woman and wealth. One who has eaten this laddu, he also suffers. And one who has not yet tasted this, he is also hankering after this. He thinks that if I will get women and money, then I become happy. And who has already these things, he is also suffering all the time. Jai Shri Shri Gaurinithai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundara Lalita Visakhadevi ki jai. So in this way, conditioned soul, he is always trying to enjoy. He is not satisfied his lusty desires, though even if Puranjana is a chaste wife or queen in his home, still he has left his queen and searching for another woman, and finally he developed the cruel nature. Aham Ishwaraham, aham bhogi siddhaham balavan sukhi. A person impressed by mode of passion and ignorance, he gradually thinks like this, that I am the controller, Ishwaraham, I am the enjoyer, bhogi, Ishwaraham, aham bhogi, siddha, I am the perfect being. Balavan, I am very strengthy person, Sukhi, and I am really a happy person. I am enjoying all happiness. But that is not the fact. After few years, he can understand that actually he is suffering with these four things, specifically janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, old age, disease and death. The person when gradually become old, his body is no more help him for enjoying his senses become weaker. Then he thinks about to get some advice from a person how to deliver from this material world. Then he, that is the way that when one gets frustrated in this material enjoyment, in this material life, then he searches for a good intelligence. That's why Prabhupada is writing in first sentence of this purport. There is no difference between a good wife and good intelligence. Generally a household person, he wants to take advice from his wife. And the wife is considered the most intimate person who gave advice to his husband. And that's why here is the wife is representing in this verse, providing this, that's why the wife is representing the intelligence. If the wife is Krishna conscious, then she can supply his husband Krishna consciousness. The real intelligence means there is Krishna consciousness. As Prabhupada is writing in purport, the real intelligence means one who is Krishna conscious. There are two types of intelligence. One is Krishna consciousness and another is material consciousness. One is directed towards the salvation or to attain the Vaikuntha Loka, that is the Krishna consciousness intelligence. And another is that intelligence that is give us how to acquire more and more things for our sense gratification and entangled in this cycle of birth and death. But there is a wife, is if he sees Krishna conscious, then she could supply her husband the real intelligence, that is the Krishna consciousness, a Krishna conscious intelligence. And such a wife is very helpful for a person to develop in Krishna consciousness. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, Grihete jedina bhajana dekhi, grihete goloka bhai. Even one can live in a atmosphere of goloka or Vaikuntha, if in his home his wife is a devotee, his children are devotee, and he is also a devotee, and they are all practicing Krishna consciousness at home, and everyone is helping each other how to progress in devotional service, how to develop Krishna conscious life, then such a family atmosphere is just like the atmosphere of Goloka Vrindavan. So that's why in a family life, the center is woman, or is wife. She is actually the mistress of the house. Man is generally just acquire money, or he just try his best to maintain the family, to bring the wealth. But the practical management is in a home is just depends upon the housewife. So she manages everything. And if the housewife is Krishna conscious, then she can help her husband to develop in a Krishna consciousness. Also she can train up the children in a way so the children can also develop Krishna consciousness gradually, and they can also become devotee. That's why when one frustrated in this material world after long time sense gratification, just many examples we have seen how Maharaj Jajati, he enjoyed his material life for thousands and thousands of years with his wife Devajani. And also, one time he left Devajani and he went to Sarmishtha, another woman. And gradually, Maharaj Jajati was caused by Shukracharya. Then again he begged pardon to Shukracharya and he again regained his youth. He became old person, diseased person because of curse by Shukracharya. Then finally, he also prayed to Shukracharya to get back his youth. And he prayed for his one of his son to give his young age to him so he can enjoy the whole life. That is, the Shukracharya told him, okay, now you are cursed to become old and diseased person. But if you have four sons, if one of your son can give his young ages to you, then you can, and he is agreed to become old and he gave his young age to you, then you can enjoy again. Finally, how we know that is the youngest son, Jadu, who gave Maharaj Jajati his utpul ages, and now again Maharaj Jajati engaged in enjoying this material sex life with his wife Devajani for thousands of years. And finally he gets frustrated. Then he consults with Devajani again. Now his wife, that is the case in any family life, when one gets frustrated, he always takes advice from his wife. That's why Maharaj Jajati also just consult with his wife Devajani, and he just describing the whole material life, like life of a he goat and she goat. How he goat and she goat, they enjoyed whole life in a sex life. But finally, this desire cannot be given up. It just increases. As Prabhupada is writing in the purport also here, that generally, as a woman is known as fire, and a man is known as butter pot. If they came together, then it is natural that the ghee or butter will melt. The woman is like fire and man is like the butter. But if one gets chaste wife accepted through the religious marriage ritual, she can be of great help when one is threatened by many dangerous situations in life. So generally they melt. But after a long time of sense gratification and sex life, finally one gets frustrated like Maharaj Jajati. And after frustration, she was searching to someone to consult about how can get rid of this material situation and how to get peace. But the best person to give advice to such a person, frustrated person, is his own wife. That's why even we see in Banaprastha system, even one retires from his family life after grihastha life up to 25 years one has to remain brahmachari, then up to 50 years he will to be grihastha life, then banaprastha. Even in banaprastha life, the wife is remain with the husband. There is no sex life. But still, he has to give counsel, or they both cooperatively discussing the matter how to develop in spiritual life. That is the situation of Puranjana. So he is now searching for his wife. Where is that wife who always saved me when I am drowning in this ocean of danger, a material life, by giving me good intelligence at every step? She always saves me. So that is the situation. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna is explaining, there's intelligence is even above mind. Indriyani parani ahur indriyabhyo paramanah manasastu parabuddhir yabuddhi parasastu sah. The working senses are superior to dual material mind, dual matter, and matter, mind is higher than the senses, intelligence is still higher than the mind. And he, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence. So, it is said that mana eva manushyanam karana bandhamokhya. Generally this mind is the cause of one's liberation and bondage. But still, one can control his mind. Mind is always flickering. But this flickering mind can be controlled by intelligence. Intelligence is above mind. Mind is the king of senses. All senses are guided by mind. But still, mind can be guided by intelligence. Intelligence is above mind. So, if one is a good wife, what is this? Prabhupada is telling the good wife is representing his good intelligence. So, with intelligence, what is this good intelligence? Good intelligence one has to seek out the constitutional position of the soul and then engages mind always in Krishna consciousness. The good intelligence means one has to understand his own position. Who is he? He has to ask if he is someone intelligent, then in good intelligence stage, he has to ask himself, who am I? Just like Sanatana Goswami was inquiring from Lord Chaitanya, ke ami, ke ne am I, jare tapatrai. That is the good intelligence. He has to ask, who am I and why I am suffering? And gradually he will get the answer with good intelligence. He can understand that Jibir Surupai, Krishna and Nitya Das. With good intelligence, one has to seek out the constitutional position of the soul and then engage the mind always in Krishna consciousness. That solves the whole problem. A neophyte spiritualist is generally advised to keep aloof from the objects of senses. But aside from that, one has to strengthen the mind by use of intelligence. If by intelligence one engages one's mind in Krishna consciousness, by complete surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then automatically the mind becomes stronger, and even though the senses are very strong, like serpents, they will be no more effective than the serpents with broken fangs. They cannot disturb. So finally, one can achieve his destination. So that's why Krishna consciousness intelligence is required to control a flickering mind who is the master of all senses. The mind is considered, the king of senses or master of senses is Krishna. But so the real intelligence is the Krishna consciousness. And that Krishna consciousness intelligence is required to develop our consciousness and to engage in pure devotional service. So that's why in this verse particularly is this wife of Puranjana or Puranjini, she is considered here as a good intelligence, a good wife, a chaste wife. And that is Prabhupada is writing in purport that a chaste wife can give the good intelligence. In Vedic culture we see, if wife is chaste, then she can save her husband from many dangerous situations. Many examples in Shastras. Even we see a husband become powerful because of chastity of his wife. Even we see the Brinda Devi or Tulasi Maharani, because her chastity in this just so-called her husband, her real husband is Krishna. But for some time she was in this material world performing some pastimes, and we see how her husband Jalandhar or Sankachud, she was so powerful because of chastity of Brinda or Tulasi. So a chaste lady can save her husband from many dangerous positions in many other examples. Like there is one story about Savitri and Satyavan. Savitri was a chaste wife. Even her husband was destined to be die during his youth and in a short time. But because of chastity of Savitri, Jamaraj could not arrest her husband. Though Jamaraj finally arrested her husband, Jamaraj asked to Savitri, "You are chaste lady. I am very much happy with your chastity and your devotion to your husband. So you can ask some boon." So finally, Savitri asked boons. That, okay, my father-in-law is a blind person. Just give him eyes. We lost our kingdom. Now we may get back our kingdom. Finally, she asked, "Okay, please bless me so I can become mother of 100 sons." Jamaraj was just in ecstasy. Just tell, "Okay, it happened so." So then Jamaraj just put and was taking the soul of Satyavan, the husband of Savitri. But still Savitri was following Jamaraj. Jamaraj told, "Why you are following again?" He told, "Listen, you have given me the boon that I may be blessed with the 100 sons. I will be mother of 100 sons. Then you taking my husband with you, the soul of my husband. So how can I become? You are Dharmaraj. You have to always protect the religious principle. So how can a wife become mother without his husband's association?" So finally Jamaraj was defeated. He returned back the life or the soul of Satyavan. In this way, even an intelligent wife can save his husband from many dangerous positions. That's why Prabhupada is telling that this is not recommended in Vedic culture, just to get married to satisfy one's lusty desire, just as is going on today society. That is only for the sex pleasure one get married. That is one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga. That why one want to get married? Because he is not able to control his senses. He is disturbed with sex desire. So that is okay, but one has to get married according to religious principles. That is Prabhupada is making point. According to Vedic culture, one cannot get married like this. Just like if a boy is attracted to a girl and girl is attracted to boy, then they get married. That type of marriage cannot exist for a long time. There is not a successful marriage. But if one is get married according to Vedic principles, actually a girl should be donated by or given charity by her father to in marriage to a young man, in qualified young man. It's not just by own will one get married. In case of, we see example in Bhagavatam is given how one can get married, in which situation. There is a case of Maharaj Priyavrata, who was a great devotee, who was a son, also devotee, and he was son of Maharaj Swayambhu Manu. And Swayambhu Manu was thinking, "My son Priyavrata should get married, and now I am in old age, I have to enter Vanaprastha." But Maharaj Priyavrata was a disciple of Narada Muni, and Narada Muni has always advised his disciple to remain brahmachari. Narada Muni never advised his disciple to become grihastha. Any case, you can see in Bhagavata, everywhere he just initiated, and whoever is not entered yet grihastha ashrama, then he is brahmachari, then he told remain brahmachari. He delivered all the sons of Dakshas, both Hayasos and Subalasos, first 10,000 and 1,000 after. Similarly, the son of Swayambhu Manu, Priyavrata, was a brahmachari, taking advice from his spiritual master, Narada Muni. So he told, "No, I don't want to get married. My spiritual master has advised me to remain brahmachari. I don't agree to follow your instruction. He told his father, Swayambhu Manu. Now Swayambhu Manu is also a Mahajan and Narada Muni also a Mahajan. There are conflict between two Mahajan. Finally, Swayambhu Manu went to the another higher Mahajan, who is Brahma. He went to Brahma, who is father of both Narada and Swayambhu Manu. So Brahmaji could not also decide, but he went to Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu finally gave the decision that yes, Maharaj Priyavrata should enter Grahastha Ashram and Swayambhu Manu should enter Vanaprastha. In this way it was finally decided. It's not just Maharaj Priyavrata enter Grahastha Ashram because of he is not able to control his sex desires. It is decided always by the higher authorities who is considered as well-wishers. Just like fathers, spiritual masters, if someone is disturbed, then he should consult his spiritual master, his father, the superiors, those who are well-wishers. Then they can decide what is the study situation and what to do. If a marriage performed in such a proper means, in a proper way that is supported in Vedic culture, Vedic injections, then such marriage can be successful. And such a wife, who is also a devotee, a Krishna conscious wife, she can supply always good intelligence to her husband. And in this way, this family life will become very successful. One can even progress in Krishna consciousness in staying in such a Krishna conscious family life. So that's why in a family life, the wife is considered here as intelligence. That's why there is no difference between a good wife and good intelligence. So wife always provide good intelligence or Krishna conscious intelligence to her husband. Then such a home is just like Vaikuntha. That is, the atmosphere will be like Vaikuntha. Otherwise his wife is not a devotee and his consciousness is always how to enjoy more and more, then this whole family life will get spoiled. So here is Puranjan. Fortunately, Puranjan's wife is supposed to be a Krishna conscious wife. In such a case, when a wife is Krishna conscious and he always ready to provide Krishna conscious intelligence or advice to her husband, then even though the husband is a materialistic man, still he can be properly guided by taking advice from his wife. He can correct his mistakes and can progress in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. Generally, you thinking that the husband is taking the care of? That is the case in the general, in the material world, in the conditioned stage. But here is when one becomes Krishna conscious, the situation is different. Sometimes, alternative also. Wife is Krishna conscious, she can also develop. We see in many families, the wife is initiated, but the husband is not initiated. So by taking good advice from his wife, gradually he develops in Krishna consciousness. Gradually he starts chanting, and also takes shelter of spiritual master, by getting advice from his wife. But if his man is Krishna conscious, it is not sure that wife will become initiated or not. It's very difficult to control the wife by the husband. It's not always wife. If a wife is not Krishna conscious, she is materialistic minded, she is always in enjoying motive, and very difficult to compromise the situation. Either he has to stay in home or he has to leave. He has to remain Krishna conscious. Just like say situation of Prabhupada, you see. Prabhupada was Krishna conscious, though his wife is, but still, she was in little enjoying motive. Finally, Prabhupada left home and took sannyas. But if wife is Krishna conscious, then she can help husband easily. It's very difficult. It is the husband is always is controlled by the wife in material world. Even in spiritual world, Krishna is controlled by Radharani. Yes. Madana Mohana and Madana Mohana Mohini. So anyhow, in a family life, wife is considered a center. Within the family, she is the manager to manage the family. Everything. Man duty of a man is to just earn money and bring wealth to home. And how to manage everything, that is depend upon the housewife. How to also the children also get tend up, how to tend up them, that is all depend upon the mother. Okay. This is not for the Krishna conscious householders. This is for the general statement for everyone. It's not so easy to become Krishna conscious. Even if we are maybe with tilak and kanti, but still we are not Krishna conscious. Sometimes we are also thinking for material aspirations, for material acquisitions, thing, how to enjoy more and more. Human wants are unlimited. Cannot satisfy wants. You need going to Jamuna by walking, then you need a cycle, then you need a scooter, then you need car. Like, even in Bombay, finally, one person, he made costly building in whole Asia, and he wants to helicopter to just to land it on his roof. Cannot satisfy one's desire. So, anyhow, Dilli ki laddu means wealth and women. These three, two things that Prabhupada told, this is like Dilli ki laddu. If one gets these things, one thinks, oh, I can get these two things. A brahmachari always thinks, oh, if I can get, even he is not nastik brahmachari, he want to be enter, then he always search these two things, women and money. And a person who has get these things and he enters the grihastha ashram and his wife is not Krishna conscious and he is always then he is always suffering in that family life. But if his whole family is Krishna conscious, then that situation is different. So anyhow, but in the other way also Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, if one is just outwardly showing for a show that I am a just controlled person, but internally he is always hankering after how to gratify his senses. His control, his gyanendriyas, knowledge acquiring senses, but with his karmendriya, with his working senses, he is always controlling his working senses outwardly, but within his Gyanendra he is always thinking how to enjoy. Then he is a cheater. He is a cheater. Mithyachara sa uchyate. He is a mithyachari. So anyhow, we have to purify our mind, but mind can be purified by a good intelligence, by the Krishna conscious intelligence. Intelligence is more powerful than mind. So this intelligence or knowledge one can get in a family life from a good wife. If you always consult with husband and wife, both are Krishna conscious, then progress in Krishna conscious life. Okay? Hare Krishna. Loud.
Sometimes mind is more powerful than
So Brajananda Prabhu is telling, even he want to even crush the statement of Krishna. Krishna is telling that mind is more powerful than intelligence. But Prajananda Prabhu, by his own experience, he is telling that even sometimes. The Bhagavad Gita, which slok? Here I am reading Bhagavad Gita. Manasastu parar buddhir. Even above mind, there is buddhi. This is intelligence is above mind. Mind cannot go out of control of intelligence if intelligence is Krishna conscious. If it is material conscious, this consciousness, intelligence is two varieties. Material intelligence and spiritual intelligence. Intelligence is just like what? He is the driver. Driver. If a driver is to, wherever he is just steering, he has to move, pull the steering around, then he has to go that way. In the whole your chariot, this body, your senses are hers. Mind is just them. And who is the driver? Driver is the intelligence.
I agree. You were speaking about general situation.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Dantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.